With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It was 1 month ago that Hamas launched its brutal assault on Israel, triggering a comprehensive Israeli military response. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network there's a shift in strategy in Iran's involvement in the Israeli-Hamas conflict.
Not only keep the tension high in the region, but have proxies that are working the international stage through, at this point, nonviolent actions.
McGinnis says because Iran misjudged President Biden's commitment to Israel, the mullahs are exercising restraint by pulling on the leash of proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon to avoid inviting direct American involvement in the war. NATO allies have frozen their participation in a key Cold War-era security treaty in response to Russia's withdrawal from that pact. The treaty had been aimed at preventing Cold War rivals from massing forces at or near mutual borders. Also at SRNNews.com, the prosecutor overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation is expected to testify behind closed doors before congressional investigators today.
The closed-door interview marks the first time a special counsel appears before Congress in the middle of a probe. Members of the House Judiciary Committee want to question David Weiss on allegations that he did not have full authority in the years-long case into President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. A spokesperson for Weiss calls his testimony unprecedented. Questions about Hunter Biden's business dealings overall have been central to a GOP-led impeachment inquiry into the president. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A new poll asked voters how important abortion is to them.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's never too early to start preparing for Christmas, especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. Churches across the country are laying the groundwork for their Living Nativity presentations, and one of the biggest will take place at Yates Thagard Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina. Associate Pastor Semi Fry will have 100 costume performers. This is SRN News. President Biden announcing more than $16 billion in new funding for Amtrak trains.
At an Amtrak maintenance facility not far from his Wilmington, Delaware home, the president touted the new federal investments for trains.
I've been talking about this for a long time, I know, but finally we're getting it done. More than $16 billion.
The money, which comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law, will go toward 25 passenger rail projects between Boston and Washington in the heavily trafficked Northeast Corridor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fires raging in a historic World War II-era wooden hangar that was built to house military blimps based in Southern California. That fire broke out early today in Tustin, southeast of Los Angeles. The hangar was one of two built back in 1942 for the U.S. Navy in the city. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.